Did you guys have a good time yesterday?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good morning. We have looked at the walk in the spirit of Jesus. We have looked at Jonah's not so good walk in the spirit. And yesterday when I was meeting with the range riders, one of them asked me an excellent question. They said, but if we're walking in the spirit, how come stuff still happens? Well, that's actually a very excellent question, because do you ever get through a day when stuff doesn't happen? It would try to pull you off of your walk, or distract you from your walk, or discourage you in your walk? Absolutely, unless you like stay locked in your room all day, and then your own thoughts maybe even pull you off track. So I thought, all right, who can we look at that they tried to pull off track, that had a hard time staying in his walk in the spirit? And you may not know this person as well, but his name is Nehemiah. Nehemiah. From the sound, some of you know who Nehemiah is. To give you a little background for Nehemiah's place, he has his own book in the Bible, so he was important. Okay. Jerusalem, big holy city of Jerusalem, had been trashed. Once again. Somebody had come through, destroyed the city, pulled down the walls, burned everything up, and everybody'd run away or been taken captive. And Nehemiah was one, it sounds more like he had just run away, and he was living in Persia. But now people had started to come back, and they were kind of starting to put the temple back together again, put their houses back together again, get things going again. But Nehemiah is still off over here in Persia. And he's called the cupbearer to the king of Persia. And that's actually like the highest position you could have. So he was doing great. He was very well respected where he was. So he was walking in the spirit. He was doing good work. And his brother comes to visit him and tells him what's going on in Jerusalem. He says, you know, we're trying to get it back together, but everybody's making fun of us. And they're teasing us. And we don't really have any money, and we don't really have any stuff to do all this rebuilding and getting things going again. And the Bible says, in any version you look at, pretty much, that Nehemiah went off into his room and cried. He was so upset. Can you imagine hearing that about your town and your family and your friends, that they were trying to get their lives back on track, but they didn't have what they needed to do it? So he, in his good walk in the spirit, prayed what he should do, how he should approach it, what steps he should take. And as he was praying about this and going, you know, about his work in the castle, the king says to him, what's the matter? He says, well, there's an open door, right? I can talk right to the king about this now because he's opened that door for me. So he tells him what's going on and why he's upset. And he says, you know, could I go and help them build up this wall? Now, that's a tricky thing, because if you're building up a wall where someone else is in charge, I don't know, that's kind of tricky, right? Maybe you're going to try to do some rebellion. Maybe you're going to try to take things back over again. So he knew he was walking a pretty fine line there. But the king says, yeah, you can go. Made him governor and sent him off to Jerusalem. And when he got there, the people really were kind of depressed. They were like, yeah, sure, build the wall. All right. Think about a wall around a city. That included huge buildings and some farms and all of these things, but they needed that wall to protect them. Didn't do any good to build up everything inside if someone came tomorrow and burned it all down again, right? He needed to build that up. So he got them going. The king gave him the supplies. The king gave him the money. He's walking in the spirit, right? He's ready. Do you know what happened next? I heard one name, Sanballat, and Tobiah, and Geshem. These are three guys who were the bosses of the area, and like the mob bosses. They ran things. They liked the way things were. They liked Jerusalem all in pieces with no power and nothing good going on. So they came at him a bunch of different ways, and you may find this during your day, these little things come at you to distract you from your walk. First thing they did is made fun of him. Almost like nan-nan-nan-nan at him. They stood off to the side, what do you think you're doing? You can't rebuild that wall. These people are lazy. They're not going to work for you. You guys can't do this. You're weak. You're tired. They don't want to help you. And they kept at him for a long time like that. Did he quit? Bible says he talked about having important work to do, and he couldn't stop for them. So it didn't work. And he got the people going, oh, we're not going to listen to them, we're not going to listen to them, we're going to keep going, we're going to build this wall. So they kept building. Well, they said, all right, we're going to have to get a little more aggressive. So they started plotting to come in and kill everybody. They said, we'll stop you. We're going to just come in when you're not paying attention and get you. But fortunately, they had friends on that side, and they came in and told the people. The people got scared. Well, if we just stop, they won't bother us anymore, right? We'll just go meekly back into our little places, and they won't bother us. So did they quit? Who knows what he had them do so they could keep working? What did he do? They armed themselves. Yeah. They got weapons. Do we have some weapons during our day to arm ourselves with? You don't need knives and swords, right? Won't be able to get into school if you do that. Won't let you in the door. But you can have some mental weapons, right? For those things that would want to attack you during your day. You can have God's love. You can have your spiritual strength, your spiritual weapons. And I'm sure Nehemiah was counting on that too. So they built with one hand, and they held on to something to protect themselves with the other hand. So that plan didn't work either. So then they decided to trick him. Do those things coming at us during the day ever try to trick you? They sure do. So they sent him a letter saying, this is very, very important. We have some information that you need to have. You need to stop working and come pay attention to this other thing instead. Have you heard in your Sunday school jokes, they wanted him to go to the village of Ono. That's what it was called. Never go into Ono during your day. It's not a place you want to go. He said, nope. I know full well now that you guys are just trying to stop us. And he said, I'm not coming. I have important work to do, and I can't stop for you. They even tried then saying, oh, this is treason. You guys are committing treason against the king. Now, he had the king's permission, right? So he knew that was okay. The people, you know, treason's a big charge. You don't want to be doing something against the king. They kept going. Think how big a city would be and how tall the wall would need to be to do this. 52 days, that's all it took them. To build the wall, to get the gates up, to get everything done. And all the people around them were a little impressed. They stopped making fun of them. They said, you know, there must have been a god at hand in this, because they weren't believing in the one god. They had, you know, idols and stuff. But they started to wonder a little bit when they saw the work that was done, and they got that respect back, and they got that power back, and they got their security and protection back. So when you're walking today, we can walk like Nehemiah, right? All those things that would want to come at you and distract you, other people, events, insects, that seems to be a big deal going on right now. Can they stop you from the important work that you are doing today? And here's your walk. We have a plan, right? Not your plan that God is supposed to pull off for the day, right? But God's plan for your day. Don't let anybody distract you or discourage you or keep you from walking in that path. Thank you.